Good morning to everyone. I believe that you enjoy your celebration of Christmas and New Year's is approaching. When I made this message concerning loving and serving, I saw the quotation of Mother Teresa, and I would like to read it with you. Mother Teresa said, "Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with a great love." Mother Teresa served the Lord with love and humility. Example of this is feeding the poor, taking care of sick people, and praying for them. These things, she did it. And his love to our Lord Jesus flows in her life so she can serve and touch the lives of others. In our passage this morning, it's almost the same with Mother Teresa's. On John 21, verse 15 to 17, let us see how Jesus reminded Peter about serving and loving. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon, "Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lamb." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time, he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Then Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." This is a parallel question of Jesus when Peter denied three times Jesus. So an apostle John uses two Greek words for love. He uses the Greek verb agapao, means agape. Peter replied using the verb phileo. Now, when we evaluate the conversation of Jesus and Peter, there is some miscommunication concerning those things. Because Jesus said, "Do you agape me?" The response of Paul, "Yes, Lord, I phileo you." So these two kinds of love, they cannot meet each other when it comes to conversation. Jesus asks, "Do you agape me?" The response of Peter, "Yes, Lord, I phileo you." So let's see the meaning of love in Greek. Agape is a noble type of love or sacrificial love. We can see it in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that he gave his only one son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That John 3:16 is loving sacrificial. When it comes to phileo, it's also a verb in Greek word. Phileo means brotherly love. That's why on Proverbs 17:17 said, a true friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in times of need. So the illustration of this is the relationship of King David and Jonathan. We can see this passage on 1 Samuel chapter 18. Now let's go to verse 15. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my lamb. On this passage, yes, it reminds me again the two requirements of God to us. Because there are three questions to us. Do you love me, number one? Number two, do you love me? Then number three, do you love me? That is the question of our Lord Jesus to Peter. How about to us? If Jesus asks you, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Then what is your response? I think it's almost the same with response of Peter. Now let's go to the two requirements of God to Peter. The requirements of God to Peter is, number one, love God. The question is, do you love me? That is, love God. Then the second question of our Lord to Peter, take care of my lamb. The number two is love others. So if you notice in verse 15, Jesus said, feed my lamb. And on the verse 17, Jesus said to Peter, feed my sheep. So what's the difference of feed my lamb and feed my sheep? The lamb is signified beginner in the faith. And the sheep is means to those most matured in their faith. Therefore, Jesus asked Peter to help both young and mature Christian to grow in their faith. That's why Jesus gave these three instructions to Peter as well as to each of us. There is a job that Peter needs to do. Number one is feed my lamb. Feed lambs, it means evangelize those people who rejected Christ and those people who do not know Christ, and feeding them also in the right word or gospel and the true word of God. Second job of Peter was take care or tend my sheep or tend my lamb, means nurturing or help the believers to grow in their Christian life. Then the third job of Peter is feed my sheep. Feed my sheep meaning encourage them to use their talent or gifts and to continue walking with faith and being example to other believers and non-believers. I think this job or work, that the task that Jesus gave to Peter, will be given also to us, not only for Peter. Feed my lamb, tend, or take care of my sheep, and feed my sheep. So in Matthew 22, verse 35, there is one Pharisee who are expert in the law. This is expert in the law of Moses. And asking Jesus, which is the most important or command in the law? Then Jesus said to this man, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And the second is, you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. That is on Matthew 22, verse 39. You know, in serving the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ gave us an example. Set an example how to serve and how to love. We can see it here, the two requirements on Matthew 20:28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to serve, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus Christ illustrated that he came to this world not to be served, but to serve. Then second is, give his life as a ransom for many because of love, because of his love to us. In serving God, we are liable to all things we do and say. We are liable to our family. We're liable to our neighbors. We're also liable to our employers. And the most important thing, we're also liable to the church. Question to all of us. Are you serving God? Or what are your motives in serving God? In Colossians 3:17, it said, whatever you do in words or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. It's also said on Colossians 3:23, in all the work you are doing, work the best you can. Work as if you were working for the Lord, not for men. There are certain motives why other people serve God. And there's another question again to you. I will show to you. What is your motive in serving God? First motive, that's why they serve God. They love and serve God. They serve because they want to help advance Christ's kingdom. That's great. But inadequate reason for serving Christ. Number two motives. They serve the Lord because they love studying theology and teaching the Bible accurately. They love to gain knowledge but they fail to put those things in action. Third motives. Some serve because they feel a sense of satisfaction from serving. There's an illustration here. Like me, when I was in the young age, my proposal to my friend that I tell her that I love her. Then I quote the Genesis 2:18. It said that it's not good for a man to be alone, but I will make an helper that suit for you. So when I proposed to my girlfriend, she told me, "You're not looking for a wife. You're looking for an helper. I'm not the one of those things that you consider." So those are the things that happened to me. I was brokenhearted on that time. On that point, I joined to the ministry in the church. A lot of ministry in the church that I joined. Then it becomes, I feel good. I feel satisfied to those things because I cover up my longing on my heart. That's why I serve the Lord. But on that situation, deep inside, I feel broken. I'm not good regarding those things. But the cover up that I have on my broken heart is to join in the ministry. On that joining the ministry, it feels me more feeling bad or more not satisfied regarding those things. That's why I pray to God. I pray to God that, Lord, help me regarding this. If this is my motive in serving you, remove this to me, because I am not glorifying you. I am glorifying myself, and I have a cover up when it comes in joining this ministry. So that's the time that I changed my attitude and I asked forgiveness to God. I asked God that I will serve you more than this. Heal my heart ache regarding. Then that's the time that the Lord helped me. And I serve God wholeheartedly. Now let's go to the fourth motives. Some serve the Lord because it makes them feel important. When they help other people, they like being a center of attraction. It means self-glorification rather than to glorify God. Because they feel important, they feel a center of attraction. Then the fifth motive is, the worst thing is they use the ministry to get rich at the expense of others. A lot of pastors that I saw it in the Philippines, they use the ministry. That's why they become millionaires. Because they exploit the weakness of the member, because some member was promised them or pledged them that, I will support you, Pastor, because you have a great ministry. I was spiritually uplifted when you talked to the pulpit. So if that is your motive, I'd rather not to serve the Lord to become rich. Then I'd rather not to serve the Lord if I have a cover up to my heart. The important is you must serve the Lord without barriers. And the point of this, that's why the question of our Lord Jesus Christ to Peter, not only to Jesus Christ, but to us as a Christian. Do you love me? Second question, do you love me? Third question, do you love me? If your response is the same with Peter, then that is the time that your task is. Feed his sheep, feed his lamb. Jesus saying to you, my child, do you really love me? What is your response? Again, Jesus asks you, do you really love me, my child? Do you really love me? Brothers and sisters, it shows your love by serving the Lord. We have a different ministry in our church in White Marsh, that you can do your talent, or that you can do your gifts. And it's not too late that you can start praying and asking the Lord that this coming year, he can use you in serving his kingdom.